Blog Talk Radio.
Well, blessings to each and every one of you. This is Bishop Shamar Womack L., better known as the Prophetic Physician. I want to thank you for joining me tonight. You know, it's been a while. It's really been a while since I've actually been on Blog Talk Radio. And I just felt that this was the time to come back on and to share the good news with each and every one. And that good news is that God has a remedy in the earth for everything. God has a remedy in the earth for every disease. And we're going to be dealing with a subject, something that I feel is vital. I've been dealing with preventative medicine, naturopathic medicine. I call it happy medicine for over 35 years now. And I've seen miraculous cancellation of illness, sickness and disease, from chronic fatigue syndrome to chronic immune deficiency disorders, endometriosis, hypertension, obesity. I've seen people reverse the curse of sickness and disease using God's natural remedies. And God has a remedy in the earth for everything. We're going to be dealing with right now the digestive tract. And I'm going to begin to share some things with you, because we find that many suffer and don't know when the digestive tract is out of whack or there is an imbalance. It actually affects everything in your body. The digestive system is at the core of your being, is in the midsection of your body, located where the belly is, the abdominal area, the core, the center that separates the top and the top from the bottom. Now, it's so vital that we understand, not does God only have natural approaches to reverse sickness and disease, especially in the area of digestion, but supernatural. And I want to share with you some natural and supernatural ways to prevent as well as to reverse autoimmune diseases and autoimmune illnesses that basically begin with a faulty digestive system. Now, you have countless immune cells in every corner of your body that are just constantly working to keep you healthy by identifying and packaging and eliminating harmful substances that actually have made their way into your bloodstream. Now, if your immune system falters and begins to identify some of your own tissues as just being harmful or unnecessary, because your body is very intelligent, God has actually put in you an innate knowledge and wisdom that goes beyond the textbook and goes beyond your professors' minds in colleges and universities. The body is just so magnificent. David in the Bible actually talks about how wonderful that man was made. And he's really an aristocrat of God's creation. He's really a showpiece, a display of the wisdom of God. When you look at the biology of the body, the physiology of the body, is just magnificent. So your body knows what's harmful. Your body knows what tissues are abnormal or cells that are abnormal. Your body knows what's unnecessary. And it will actually work to attack and eliminate these tissues through inflammatory responses or inflammation that causes pain. Pain is really a signal. Pain is really a sign that something is wrong. And your body is very smart, because it uses pain to give you a warning, almost like a yellow sign in driving that basically means caution. Pay attention. I need you to be aware. I need you to be conscious. Something is wrong. So your body will use inflammatory responses that can cause pain and discomfort in so many forms. And this is actually how the autoimmune illness actually develops. I want you to continue to listen to me to understand the several ways to actually protect yourself against autoimmune disease. Now, you may say, well, I thought you were going to talk about digestion. Well, this is very powerful right now, because in order to understand this, you need to understand that you need to give your digestive tract a chance to actually heal. All right? Give your digestion tract a chance to heal. Now, think of your digestive tract as your first physical line of defense against autoimmune illness or any degenerative illness for that matter. Now, from your mouth to your rectal pouch, the line of your digestive tract is continuous with the skin and it covers your body. Now, this technically makes your digestive tract line is similar to your outer skin in the sense that it actually acts as a barrier that protects your blood and inner tissues against, say, undesirable substances in your environment. Now, once the lining of your digestive tract begins to actually break down, if your genetic programming, you know, really allows for it, you're going to begin to experience the antigen or antibody complex formation that actually occurs whenever incompletely digested protein just leaks through your damaged digestive tract into your blood. And I'm going to tell you, the same goes for exogenous-like toxins, like synthetic chemicals found in, you'd be surprised, cosmetic products that our women put on their faces, how toxic this is to your body. And yes, the makeup goes to on your skin, on your face, but it actually goes into your bloodstream, causes damage to your blood, causes damage to your brain, causes damage, and end up in your digestive tract. So a lot of times people think, and I get people that come and having to minister to them and say, oh, I'm so tired. And the truth is that they're not really tired. That's just a result of what really is going on. They're really not tired. They're toxic. The toxins or the toxemia, the poisons, have actually just adulterated the bloodstream. The bloodstream has just become a cesspool of poisons and toxins. So it produces, as an end result, chronic fatigue syndrome, or what they call tired, okay? When really is just toxins or poisons that basically is compromising the autoimmune system, the immune system, and really ends up in the digestive tract. So if you're suffering from an autoimmune condition, let me tell you this. Chances are good that your digestive tract is not as healthy as it can be, and that the effects of what is called leaky gut syndrome, as well as the formation of antibodies or antigens or antigens, antibody complexes, are just contributing to your current symptoms, such as chronic fatigue syndrome, such as obesity, such as leaky gut syndrome, such as candida, such as, you know, yeast, or even migraine headaches. Just not feeling optimum, not feeling your best. I'm going to tell you that at the core of it all is your digestive system needs attention. Your digestive system needs some assistance. Your digestive system needs some love, people. Are you hearing this? So I find a whole lot of people are suffering from what is called leaky gut syndrome, where the formation of these antibodies are just contributing to, again, the blah feeling, because your blood has become a cesspool of toxemia, poisons. So how can you know with reasonable certainty that your digestive tract lining is not as healthy as possible? Well, leaky gut syndrome is really not recognized by conventional medicine or allopathic medicine as a health condition, and sometimes they're not paying that no mind. I think the closest they got to it is acid reflux, that people get that, and a lot of people suffer from that at night, laid down, and can actually be a really scary thing or just nasty thing, or choking, very uncomfortable feeling, which is also a sign of a digestive system that's been compromised as well, that actually can be mistaken sometimes as heart attack. If you go to the emergency room, is basically something going on with the stomach or digestive system, too much acidosis, wrong food combination, and can be treated wrong when basically it's putting proper foods together in the right combination and maybe taking some proper digestive enzymes or maybe adding prebiotics to your body as well as probiotics. Find a lot of people are doing probiotics, but not too many people doing prebiotics. And you want to kind of balance out your terrain in your body. So, again, leaky gut syndrome is not something that many in the allopathic or conventional medicine community just recognize as a health condition, most likely because there are really no clear-cut drugs. There are really no surgical procedures that could just